Hello, everyone. I just got back from the gym, and this is my second time recording this because I had to park far away from the gym, and I had to like park up a hill, and it's so cold and it's so windy. And I got to my car and I was like, I'm gonna start this podcast. And I was recording it and I was just like coughing and like hacking and heavy breathing like the whole time. So I was like, okay, I've got to re-record this. So I want to talk about my wedding dress. The post on Instagram could only say so much because you're only allowed so much room. And I just had to kind of like say the experience on Instagram and kind of hope you took away what I wanted you to take away. But I wanted to go into a little more detail about the wedding dress and the lesson that I learned from my wedding dress. So about 4 years ago, see what happens when you record this podcast twice. I think it took me 5 minutes to introduce this podcast in my last one. But now when I re-record it, it's like, bam, I'm at 55 seconds and I'm already into the story. Anyways, 4 years ago, I was on the search to find the wedding dress. And I was in Utah and I went to all the stores, tried on all the dresses, tons, as I am sure most brides do. And then I finally found the dress and we took it to the seamstress and she fitted it to my body perfectly, because that's what seamstresses do. That's what you do on your wedding for your wedding dress. You fit the dress to your body, and she did a great job. It fit perfect. I was so happy with it. Loved it. And then that was that. So I had to keep the dress in Utah because that's where we were getting married. And then I had 2 months. And so I flew to Oklahoma to kind of stay with my family for those 2 months and Texas. So I was between Texas and Oklahoma. But I was in Oklahoma and I was waiting for the day that I put the dress back on. And I pictured those 2 months as I could not gain weight. It was like a challenge. I'm like, okay, like I have 2 months before I get married, therefore I have 2 months to not gain weight. It wasn't necessarily like I was trying to lose weight. It was more so I was making sure I was not gonna gain any weight, because like heaven knows, like if you show up, and I'm pretty sure every woman can relate, like, hello, like, what would I do? It's a kind of rational fear to have, like, oh my gosh, what if I show up 2 months later and the dress doesn't zip up and I don't have a dress to wear the day before I get married? Like, what would I do? And so, that was a fear that I had. And so I was determined to do everything that I could to make sure I did not gain any weight and that dress would zip when I got back in 2 months. So I dieted. I went on these diets. I did these cleanses. I would restrict carbs. I would try to go off processed foods. I tried to go off sugar. I would try to eat more vegetables, swap veggies for carbs. Like you name it, goodness gracious, like I did it. And on top of my restriction, I was like running. I mean, I love running, but I was over the top running. I've always have just ran because I love it. I love running. It's my favorite way of exercise, favorite form of exercise. But this time I was excessively running for a calorie burn. So I was restricting and I was burning calories to only binge. And I just remember binging. I would just binge on the ice cream, binge on the cereal, binge on the everything that I wasn't supposed to binge on. And then, of course, what I would do to make up for the binge was restrict more, exercise more, like burn that off. And I was just in this cycle of fear and guilt and deprivation and fear and guilt and deprivation. And it was a cycle that I was stuck in. And this is the diet trap. And I was fully in it, 100%. And it was all driven out of fear of a dress not zipping up. So, fast forward 2 months, the first thing I did, we had like 2 days, and I was like, I need to try, like, make sure this dress fits. Like, I might have gained weight. I don't know. Like, it's, what if it doesn't fit? And my mom was like, you'll be fine. Like, it's gonna fit. Like, my mom's great. And she zipped it up, and sure enough, it fit. It was very tight, but that's how it was when it was 2 months ago. So it fit just perfect. And I was like, whew, like, I did it. I didn't gain weight. Oof, like, so relieved, so happy. And I didn't stress about the dress the rest of the day. I didn't stress about the dress at all. I didn't worry about what I looked like on my wedding day at all. And I think that's so important to note. And that you think like, oh, I want to look good on my wedding day. Like, oh my gosh, you so don't care. Like, it's the best day of your life, and you will not be worrying about what you look like. And if you are, that'd be really sad, but you really shouldn't be worrying about it. And I remember on my wedding day, I was just stoked out of my mind. And I said this in my caption, but I totally even forgot to put mascara on. I remember getting my makeup on and doing my hair in the temple, and I was just ready to walk out. I'm like, okay, put the dress on, let's go. And my mom's like, no, like, we need to fix your hair, we need to. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, okay, let's go. And I remember looking in the afterwards, Jake and I, after we, you know, took all the pictures, we saw everyone, we celebrated, we went to Zupa's afterwards to get something to eat. And I remember going into the Zupa's bathroom. I had to go to the bathroom. And I remember, like, you know, after I went to the bathroom, I flushed the toilet, and I was like excited to look at myself in the mirror to wash my hands. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna look so pretty. Like, my makeup's like perfect, my hair's perfect, it's my wedding day. And I get excited and I look in the mirror and I'm like, huh, what the, like, huh, like, something just looked off. And I was like, wait, like, what? What? What the? And I looked and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not wearing mascara. I was like, oh my gosh. I like ran out. I was like, Jake, I'm not wearing mascara. So anyways, for the reception, you bet I totally guzzled on the mascara overload. But anyways, that's just to let you know that, like, if you're stressing about your wedding, don't, because you're not going to stress on your wedding about the wedding. So anyways, got married, the dress fit fine, and then we went on our honeymoon. And I remember, you know, I went on the honeymoon, and then the thought occurred to me, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to put my wedding dress back on in 3 weeks. Like, crap. Like, I have to keep up the exercise regimen I've been doing, and I have to keep restricting foods for another 3 weeks. Like, I have to make sure that I'm not gaining weight for another 3 weeks. Like, what is life? Like, I was so stressed after that. And then I decided, you know what? Like, screw it. I'm so done. Like, I'm over this stress. I'm going to eat the foods that I want on the honeymoon. I'm going to eat the pizza. I'm going to eat the pasta. I'm going to go for just 15-minute jogs in the morning, you know, do what I love. But I'm done. Like, I'm so done with this dress. And, you know, I love this dress. I love it. I do. But, geez, Louise, it was stressful. And so I decided to, done. Just, I quit. And I just thought, you know what? The open house, somebody asked me what's an open house. An open house is where the spouse, if the spouse lives in a different state, so my family lives in Oklahoma and Jake's family lives in Utah, so we did my wedding in Utah, but an open house is where you do like a mini reception in Oklahoma for like all of my Oklahoma friends and family to be there and kind of celebrate me and Jake. So that's what an open house is. And I would put my dress back on and we, you know, So I decided that, you know what, it's just an open house. I don't even have to wear my dress anyways. I'll wear a different dress, totally fine. I'll start looking for a different white dress. And I remember, is this short? I want to make sure that this is short. Yeah, 10 minutes. So I remember it was the night of the open house. And I was like, Mom, like, I'm just going to wear like this other dress. Like, this one's probably not going to fit. I seriously haven't been exercising at all. And I've been like eating crap all the time. And my mom, she's like, whatever, like, let's just try the dress on. And I remember standing in my mom's bathroom. And I literally remember I was, you know, facing my dad's closet, and I had my mom behind me, and she zipped up the dress, and I so perfectly remember her saying, "Oh, it's loose. You lost weight." And I was like, "What? What?" Like, I literally had one of like the biggest paradigm shifts that have ever had before. Like, that's impossible. Like, I haven't been dieting. I haven't been extremely exercising. That doesn't make sense. Like, it's impossible. Like, what? And it was. I remember the dress was very breathable and like loose, and I just was like very confused. And whoop-de-doo, you know, had the open house. Ta-da. So the lesson that I learned was that you don't have to keep up an extreme exercise regimen, and you don't have to restrict carbs and sugar and processed foods to lose weight or to keep your same weight or to stay fit or to stay in shape. And that dieting does lead to weight gain. You know, it is a statistic that 95% of diets fail, as in within 1 year of dieting, you gain the weight back that you lost plus more. So I am a living, breathing example and part of that statistic, how I, during those 2 months of me waiting to put that dress on, I was gaining weight. I was through binging. I was only exercising to work off the binge that I had because I was exercising and restricting because I was binging. Like, it's just this cycle. You just got to stop it. You just got to say, screw it. The way I did, and just stop. You just have to stop the fear, get rid of the worry. And I always say, like, if you find yourself wanting to diet for a special occasion, that is the number one red flag that you probably, like, that's the number one red flag, period. It's going to backfire. It's going to lead to a binge. It's not going to work. You can't approach a diet or a healthy lifestyle in a hurry, rushed. And so mine was, I got to fit into this wedding dress, like my wedding, like it was rushed. And that was a red flag. For example, if you're going on vacation, like, oh my gosh, I have 1 week till vacation. I need to diet. I need to lose all the weight. Red flag. It's probably going to result into, you know, a binge. Oh my gosh, I have a vacation I'm going on, or a wedding to go to, or a reunion. Anything that is started in urgency is probably going to backfire. So I'm a huge advocate, as you know, for having a healthy lifestyle, not doing things out of urgency. Oh my goodness, if I would have known about intuitive eating before my wedding, oh well, right? You know, I learned it 6 months after my wedding, and that's I'm grateful for that. So another lesson that I learned is to, you know, like, if I were to do that over again, I would probably not, you know, I probably would buy a dress that wasn't fitted perfectly to my body with a zipper that went all the way up the back. I'd probably get a dress that had a little bit of wiggle room just to ease the anxiety of not having a dress and it not fitting. I was even telling that to Jake the other day. I was telling him, you know what? Like, I'm in the healthiest place I've ever been in, and I could, you know, give a crap about what my body looks like. However, if I bought a dress that was thousands of dollars and it was fitted to me perfectly, and I had it in another state, and like to this day, like if this happened to me today, and then someone said, okay, this dress needs to fit you exactly the way it does now in 2 months, I would, to this day, that would freak me out, right? Even though I have that knowledge of intuitive eating, even though I have the knowledge, even though I know, right? That's a pretty stressful thing, heavy weight on your shoulders to have to live with. So I definitely would say, if you're wedding dress shopping, find a dress that is comfy, has got some wiggle room, stretchy. My dress was not stretchy at all. So that is that. Anyways, I just hope that this can help someone out there that might be in, you know, the binge dieting cycle, that you can get out of it. 'Cause when you're in it, it seems like it's impossible and you cannot get out of it. So if you find yourself, you know, starting a diet and restricting something and then feeling deprived of that thing, and then you get stressed, and when you get stressed you start to crave the very thing that you restrict, and then if you find yourself giving into that thing you restricted and like binging on it, and then you start to feel guilty, like, what the freak, why did I do that? I'm gonna repent and start the diet again. And then you restrict, right? If you find yourself in that cycle, if that sounds familiar, just say screw it. Just, you have to stop. You have to just suck yourself out of it to be able to fully embrace life and, you know, just live and move. That's what I like to say. Just live your life in the moment and move more. So that is all I have to say. And if you guys have been listening to my podcasts, you know that ending them is probably the hardest thing for me, because it's just awkward. But have a good Thursday. Have a good Thursday. And I will talk to you guys soon. Goodbye.